Isaac Tesla caught 16 passes as a rookie, and 6 of them were touchdowns. That ratio is why Detroit's beat spent June talking about him like a starter, and it's also the single least repeatable stat profile our library knows how to describe. Receiver 70, pick 182 is the market trying to price both sentences at once. This season, 14 games with a stat line, 16 catches on 27 targets for 239 yards. In those 6 scores, third most on the team behind only St. Brown and Williams. On a 5.8% target share, 4.9 half PPR points a game, 79th among receivers per game, 78th in total. The role was red zone and special packages, 3 offensive snaps in the opener at Green Bay, a one-handed touchdown anyway, per the Detroit News. That was the year in miniature, barely on the field, always in the end zone. The career arc is one season, so the projection lives entirely in the profile, a third round pick Detroit traded up for, and a touchdown per 2.7 catches rate that nobody in football sustains. The pattern beat is mostly a refusal, stated carefully. His touchdown share of fantasy value, 0.47 nearly half, is more than double the line where our receiver fade cohort begins, 0.208. But that cohort's door is top 48 production, and he ranked 88th by the cohort's own measure. The ratio screams, the cohort won't take him, we don't round players in. What our year two research does license is modest and friendly. Rookies in a scoring tier inch forward on average, about half a point. Nothing in the library prices a role change this steep in either direction.
Muffed!
The situation is why the beat believes. Kelly Freeman took his snaps to Chicago in March. The number 3 job is open, and SI's Lions coverage slots Tesla into it. Their word is breakout. Dan Campbell told June minicamp he feels like a veteran and wished aloud they'd gotten him more touches last year. The receivers coach says his breaks are cleaner and he's stronger, per the team site. The offense turned over underneath him. John Norton lost play calling in November and was fired in January, and Drew Petzing arrived from Arizona to run the offense, with Campbell expected to hand over the call sheet, per ESPN. St. Brown and Williams still combined for 274 targets of gravity, and Detroit went 9-8, the first team out of the NFC field, 1 year removed from the one seed. The price, WR70 at pick 182. The slot paid 5.2 a game last season. He produced 4.9 on the weirdest usage profile in this range. The market is fronting him a roll bump and discounting the touchdown math, which is roughly correct twice. Our verdict, no call. The price already assumes the growth the beat is describing, and the one thing we're certain doesn't repeat, 6 scores on 16 catches, doesn't need to repeat for WR70 to be fair. The caveat, spoken both ways, if the number 3 job comes with real targets, 5.8% becomes 12, and this price was a gift, and if the role stays red zone only, he's a touchdown or nothing dart at a darts price. Watch his preseason snap rate with the first offense, that's the whole thesis, then the September target share against last year's 5.8, and whether Petzing keeps feeding him inside the 10, the ratio will regress, the question is what replaces it. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.